Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside hour two of the program, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Geico Studio.
Whoa.
Steve DeSager in for Harmon tonight. And we got a lot of college football to get to. Big night in the NBA as well. The National Hockey League, we had a 5-overtime game. Lightning beat the Blue Jackets 3-2. Damian Lillard goes for 61. Portland beats the Mavericks. This race for the 8-9 spot in the Western Conference is so much fun. But the one thing I really want to know coming off of today that I kind of have to know because this is the big mystery, right? College football, we found out earlier today, which what we thought was going to happen yesterday, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten both announced they are postponing their college football seasons. They're going to try to play in the spring. Meanwhile, the ACC, the SEC, the Big 12, their plan is to go forward and try to have a season now. Potentially, we could see other schools maybe try to leave the Big Ten for this season to go play with them. All of these are things we're going to get to. But the main thing I got to know who was the guy with no shirt. Who was the guy with no shirt? Who was he? Urban Meyer does an interview today in the Big Ten Network with Dave Revson. And he's asked, you know, look, today's a huge day in college football. So, of course, you go to Urban Meyer. And Urban Meyer is giving his answers about the question. And you can see, because there's a reflection in behind Urban Meyer, this guy with no shirt just kind of shows up and is standing facing Urban Meyer while Urban Meyer is talking. So you can tell he's kind of behind the computer where the camera would be, and he's just kind of standing there. And it's a guy with no shirt. And at one point, Urban Meyer stops what he's saying and looks up and does that. No, not now, not now. But the guy kind of stands there. So there's a guy with no shirt who is just standing there in Urban Meyer's office. And everywhere you look, this story's everywhere today. And not one place, Steve, have I found the identity of the shirtless guy.
I got a good guess.
I know you do. Okay, go ahead.
Mike Harmon.
Mike.
It's Big Ten. We haven't seen him today. He's not on the show.
Yeah.
It's all fitting.
Oh.
Was the guy wearing purple shorts? Because if he wasn't wearing
purple shorts, it's not Harmon.
Yeah.
It's not Harmon. It's not him. It's not. But I want to know, who was the guy that just walks into Urban Meyer's office? Was it a relative? Was there a party? Was it a pool party? The guy was coming going, hey, Urban, what kind of chicken do you want? Do you want light or dark meat? How many burgers do you want? I don't know.
It could be worse. You've seen some of those Zoom fails, have you not?
And, you know, the thing is, I was really done with the Zoom fails up until this. Because how many comedians were just dying for attention and didn't know? And the thing is, in the era of COVID-19 now, all the late night shows are all being done from home, Jimmy Fallon doing it, everything else. All the comedians and the funny people who go on the different talk shows don't get that audience laugh. So they don't know if what they're saying is actually landing.
Kind of hard for comedy sometimes.
They don't know. So you see them, if you watch Jimmy Fallon doing these interviews with comedians, everybody's talking really fast. They go from one thing to another really fast because there's no supporting laughter that tells them, oh, that joke was funny, you're winning. So it's really difficult. And you know, look, not for nothing, but we kind of do that on the show every night. I don't know if all my punchlines land, but I sound like they all do.
But you keep fighting.
Because they all do. I really know they all do. But you know, if they don't, they don't.
Okay.
What do you mean, really?
You are fake news.
They all land. What's my last punchline that hasn't landed? I mean, outside of the last couple of minutes.
What's
the last punchline? What's the last one that hasn't landed?
Outside of the last couple of minutes.
I land them all. You kidding? I'm like Drago fighting Rocky. I'm landing all of these punches.
I was thinking Creed, but okay.
All the time. But so they start talking a lot. And one of the big go-to things was always, oh, look, here's my adorable kid who is now in the back of my Zoom. Oh, isn't this funny? Look at my daughter who's in here asking questions. And I think one of Tina Fey's kids became kind of a character doing this. I'm like, really, that's where comedians are at right now.
Well, I said it before on this show. It went overboard when the prepared comedy was actually being constantly interrupted by the kid in the room.
Yes.
Whereas, why exactly did you prepare a comedy show? I, as a listener, why am I actually sitting through this? It was funny the first 20 times.
And if I click the button, you'll know that's when you send our kid in to do something really funny and adorable, because I think I'm tanking and I'm not saying anything funny and this is going really awful. So you send our kid in and suddenly, oh, we're laughing. Look how funny it is. Now, there's certain things are funny when they get interrupted. But then when that, you know, it became a plot point, like, okay, let's just have the kid come in. But this is fun. Somebody with no shirt comes in. Well, that's a different thing entirely. All right. Well, this isn't some adorable kid coming in going, daddy, 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 daddy.
Wait a minute. Are you implying that Harmon's going to be the kid on this show when he comes back?
No. I'm not. No, you said that. I didn't. That was you.
I was trying to put two. You making these 2 points back to back. Is that what we're all to believe?
This is
what's deep in the back recesses of your mind?
I am not leading you towards any conclusion you can't make on your own. I do not do things like that. Daddy, 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 daddy. But this guy with no shirt on, and he just comes in, he just stands there. Like, he can see Urban Meyer is talking to somebody, and it looks like it's an interview. Now, could it be on the phone? Could it be some kind of Skype meeting? Sure. But the guy just, like, you see him, he opens the door, and he kind of stands there like, maybe I should come back. No, I'm going to walk in. And he just walks in, and he kind of stands for a while. And then it gets really awkward, because Urban Meyer's not referencing it, and the guy is not saying anything, and he's standing there, and Urban Meyer is talking, and is it a hostage situation? Is Urban Meyer being held hostage? And you can't say any of the keywords?
No, it's like the husband that walked in back of that woman's Zoom meeting, and she stops and is waving him, trying not to say anything out loud, and whispering, get out! He did all but that, I guess.
The guy with no shirt is coming. The guy with no shirt is coming. It's coming. Don't worry.
He should be the one fan in the stands at the Big Ten spring football opener.
No, you know what he needs to be? He needs to be one of those cutouts for Major League Baseball that they put out. Here's a guy with no shirt that was in Urban Meyer
next
Zoom.
Next Brewers game. There you go.
Next to the Weekend at Bernie's guy. He's right there. Oh, put him right there. But how has nobody figured out who that guy is? I mean, it's a big story. I mean, it's a big thing today. Unknown shirtless guy breaks into Urban Meyer Zoom interview, but nothing about who it was. So we have internet detectives. You know how many internet detectives there are? There's millions of them that would love to be able to try to solve something like this.
So the day is done. We can officially say that. You're saying that nobody? Maybe nobody's watching the Big Ten Network. Maybe that's a conclusion.
But here's the thing, is that it went viral. So, I mean, you know, hang on. Who was shirtless guy Urban Meyer? All right. So if you Google that, Urban Meyer had an unwelcome visitor when a unidentified shirtless man cluelessly strolled around the room. Everywhere you go from there is shirtless guy, shirtless guy, shirtless guy, shirtless guy. Urban Meyer not amused when shirtless guy, shirtless guy. Quite the reaction to shirtless guy, shirtless guy, shirtless guy. Half naked man, awkward moment, shirtless guy. Interview crashed by shirtless man.
Maybe that's how his pizza gets delivered. It happens every day. It just happened to be a camera today.
Well, I've actually seen movies where pizzas get delivered by people not wearing shirts.
Hey, it's 8:09. What are you doing?
Well, it's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. I've seen movies where that's happened. Who ordered the pizza? Who ordered the pizza? You want to know a great story? Can I tell you a great story really fast?
Please tell me this is a new paragraph.
This is an awesome story. So when I was graduating Syracuse, my main girlfriend and I broke up. And it was a bad breakup. She broke up with me, and I was just like, I was gone, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Right? So right before the end of the semester, I'm out at a bar one night, and I run into one of her best friends. And I've had a couple of cocktails at this point. And she goes, how are you doing? She was always very nice. How are you doing? How have you been? I said, oh, good. Yeah, everything's good. Yeah. So what are you doing after graduation? I go, well, I know whatever I say is going to get back to her. So I go, well, you know, I'm going to be on Santa Barbara, the soap opera. She goes, you are? I go, yeah, I went and I had an audition and I got it and I'm going to go and I'm going to be a character and I'm going to deliver a pizza in one episode and another episode I find somebody dead. They didn't tell me who it was and, you know, they may make me into a character. I'm completely lying, of course, on this because at this point I figure this is a good way to get that. Right? So I say all this stuff, right? I'm going to be on. Yeah, when you go? Oh, right after graduation I leave. You know, and I don't know how I was going to, you know, play it off after, but at that point I didn't really care. I'm like, this is going to get back to her. She's going to get so mad. Oh, my God, Jason's going to be on a soap opera. Oh, it was great. So, like, a few weeks go by, and I'm at the same bar. You know, there's me, same bar, a few weeks later. I go a few
you
weeks
slept
later,
there, didn't you? You
yes.
didn't actually go home at any time.
So we go back to the same. This is probably like a month, like maybe a couple months later. So it's like right around the time I'm graduating. I think this was like sometime in the early spring. This is right around graduation time. And I see her again. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I said, what are you talking about? She goes, Santa Barbara. And I go, oh, yeah, I told you about that. I go, yeah, yeah. And she goes, I mean, I can't believe they canceled it. And I go, oh, man, they canceled Santa Barbara. I did not know that. So I go, yeah, that was a difficult thing. I was going to. And she goes, you were going to like deliver a pizza and you find somebody dead? I go, yeah, that was the whole thing. But now, so what are you going to do? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to see. But yeah, yeah.
One lie really begets difficult. Another, yeah. as
and
always.
She, yeah. And she felt really bad for me. And she felt
as she
felt
should.
Really bad.
See,
yeah,
the other person is always so sincere. This reminds me when I knew a guy in high school. He had another girl in high school completely convinced that the phrase was Dodger green, that they were well known for the uniform color green in the long history of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Wow.
And at one point, a few days later, a buddy of his comes up and there had been a win the previous night. He said, hey, how about that game last night? Dodger blue. And immediately the girl pipes up, no, it's Dodger green. It's this kind of thing that you're talking about.
Well, the good news is that it got me out of the, I pulled it off because I said it was happening, and then, they canceled
until now,
the show.
It's out of the open.
Then I didn't have to, it was 25 years ago. I've moved on. So, it was like, I was able to get out of that now. I didn't have to worry about people thinking I was lying. Well, he said he had a job. Then they canceled the show. What do you want? But I had no idea. And I just mentioned Santa Barbara because I knew that was one of the shows that was on.
It was really the soap opera that Saturday Night Live had 5-10 years ago that was kind of spoofing Santa Barbara, right? The California.
Right,
that was really the appearance you were making.
I mean, it was pre-Sunset Beach, but it was – and I want to say maybe it was like I knew because A. Martinez went from Santa Barbara to L.A. Law at the time. I think maybe it was just in my head that Santa Barbara –
Not the sportscaster A. Martinez.
The actor A. Martinez, okay. Who went to L.A. Law, which is a big show in the 90s. And I was like, oh, yeah. I think maybe that's why it was in my head because it's Santa – but I never watched it. I didn't know. And suddenly I'm like, yay, and I got away with it. But delivering the pizza.
You think?
That could have been me. Could have had a whole different career arc.
So is there a lesson to kids? Is there a conclusion on this? I'm not sure there is.
No, there is, kids. Listen, here's a conclusion for this. Don't lie unless you think you can get out of it at a later time.
You know, I was with you halfway through. I was so with you.
Don't lie unless you think you can get out of it. That's how it goes. But this is the Jason Smith Show, Steve DeSager. And clearly, as we mentioned going into this, was what's going on with college football. We got on a long conversation and tangent about the shirtless
You guy. Heard who the guest was on this morning.
I think football's making a tragic mistake.
The president himself was on Outkick the Coverage today.
Yeah, no, we're gonna get to the president coming up in about 10 minutes because there's some things he said that we really have to break down. That might be one of them, but there's things that we
is
have
that
to
where
break
they're moving
down.
The games?
Yes, that's where we're playing in Thailand, yes. Is that just think about this for a second, right? If you know, once we find out who the guy was with no shirt on, is that if we
the reaction without saying any actual words out loud by Urban Meyer, that was the best in the clip, though.
Yeah,
no,
and something
no,
people
no.
can.
And it was his home, right? He's not sitting in an office.
I think it was his home. Yeah. No, I think it was people who were, I think it was people put out a lot of Michael Scott memes. Like that was like a Michael Scott thing. No. But just think about this for a second. If we have college football this fall, and we have two or three conferences playing this fall, and then you pull some teams here and there, and then you have conferences playing in the spring, you can have two seasons. You can have real split national champions.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's the champion of the fall, champion of the spring. We can have the end of the NFL season come with the Super Bowl. Great. What are we going to do now? And we're right into a college football season. So if they could pull that off, just think about how much fun that would be. Because chaos. But just think, we have the fall champion and then the spring champion.
So
that would be terrific.
You're channeling your inner Mike Harmon because what you're doing is rooting for chaos.
Yes.
So I have to go back to what I said in the Jay Glazer question this hour is that the Big Ten says it's hoping to play in the spring and they're not going to now in the fall out of concern for the health of their student athletes. So what? We'll play in the spring and then have a season that starts in March or April and then another season with the same people that starts in September?
Well, that's the thing. I think spring is going to be a kind of a loose beginning where I think the spring is going to be more like right after January, after the start of the new year. It's going to be February, March, and April, no spring practice.
College football is still 4 months.
Yeah.
So
well, yeah, but does it have to be – or could it be 8 games? You know, that could be the season, too. We could see an 8-game type. Doesn't mean – look, we're making up the rules as we go along, Steve. Doesn't need to be –
wait a minute, and no Belk Bowl? Is that what you're implying? No Belk Bowl this season?
No, I may not have the Belk Bowl this season. Let me write that down.
No Quick Lane Bowl?
No Belk Bowl. No Quick – I don't think they have the Quick Lane Bowl anymore. I think it's a new bowl. Motor City Quick Lane, it might be –
actually, I think they've had it. It's just nobody has shown up.
Oh, okay. I actually was at the Motor City Bowl once. I went
in the old days, that, sure.
Toledo and UConn. I went to see Toledo and UConn in the Motor City Bowl.
Back when UConn had a football program.
Back when Ford Field had a football team.
Do you see UMass and UConn are saying no to football now this fall? Independence
Yeah, this
now.
Is, tell you, it's going to be incredibly interesting. And but just think about that, having a split season with split national champions. Could that actually work? Hey, coming up next, our most trusted college football insider stops by for a repeat appearance this week because it's such a big deal. And notice how I said repeat. That's coming up next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Steve DeSager. In for Mike tonight, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, it is the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We are live from the Geico Studios. Harmon out tonight. Steve DeSager in for Mike.
Oh!
And real quick, let me tell you about Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. Works fast, you won't stink. Pharmacist recommended. Odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. No stinging or burning involved. Simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast, and you will not stink. So we know the Big Ten pushing their college football season to the spring. The Pac-12 doing the same. The SEC, the ACC, the Big 12 all want to play right now. This is something that's going to reveal itself in the coming days. And joining us now on the hotline, a repeat visit. Not often we have the same guest on 2 times in a week, but it's such a big deal. We're having him on again, mainly just to be able to play Poison again. It is the editor-in-chief, Grand Poobah, creator of collegefootballnews.com, your one-stop shopping for college football, Pete Futak. Pete, please tell us you have figured out the big mystery today, who the shirtless guy was in Urban Meyer's interview on the Big Ten Network.
Kind of fantastic, wasn't it? Yeah, that's a little interesting thing there on old Urban's guy's trip or whatever he's off doing. So, that was a little fun moment in our day.
So it wasn't you, because I'm thinking it was you.
Dude, I have not eaten a carb during this whole Corona thing. I am in far better shape than that. I have shut that stuff down. I decided, you know what, I couldn't get rid of the football season 15 anymore, so that is very much not me at this point.
All right, well, let's start here with what we saw. Obviously, we talked about this last night. We knew this was coming, the Big Ten, the Pac-12 were going to do it. But now the next domino that's falling is the SEC wants to play, the ACC wants to play, the Big 12 wants to play. First thing is, can they pull off a season? Can you see them in the coming days figuring a way out and actually we play some kind of season in the fall and then in the spring?
Yeah, you know, let me step back a little bit. We thought the Pac-12 is certainly not a shocker. It's the only shocker that they didn't do this a long time ago because they can't really physically do it. I mean, you can't really gather in practice in Los Angeles like you need to. You can't, you know, deal with Arizona right now in a hot spot sort of way. They couldn't figure out travel. And you know, you read the Pac-12's medical advisory thing, and they basically just said, you know, you doorknobs, what are you doing? It's a freaking pandemic. Stop playing contact sports. And so the Pac-12 is like, all right. The Big Ten is a little bit slightly a stunner. I thought that they were going to push this. I thought after all the push, they floated it out there yesterday morning that they were going to cancel. Everyone went berserk. And I thought, okay, that was their trial balloon. And what they were going to do today, because remember, the Big Ten was supposed to start on September 3rd-ish. Everyone else is talking about September 26th. So they could have pushed this off for a couple weeks and said, okay, we're going to give another 2 weeks. We're going to see what we got. But look, we probably don't think we can do this, and kind of let it simmer from there. And then instead they just said, nah, we're just shutting it all down now. So that was slightly stunning, and it kind of changed the narrative a little bit because that was a shocker because I don't think anybody was expecting just a full-on shutdown today. So long-winded way to get to your question. They kind of can if you have the risk tolerance. Look, everyone's got the same medical stuff. Everyone knows that you're not supposed to be doing things, but it's more nuanced than that. It's if you're going to have colleges open, are these players better off in a structured environment where you are being tested and you are kind of under the discipline and everything of a football season? You know, or are you better off among the general student population, which is the bigger overarching problem, is that college is just a mess. But there's the better, bigger tolerance in certain states with certain different guidelines. I think we talked about this the other day. Look at where the red states are falling. Look at where the blue states are falling. You have a different set of guidelines and protocols depending on where you are in this country.
If I can jump in here, Pete, I was seeing a radio interview with the Baylor athletic director. I know the ADs in the Big 12 are supposed to be meeting tonight, but he had said if his league voted today, it would be close, and that he personally would not be ready to vote. For each of these other three conferences, Big 12, SEC, ACC, they're saying they're still moving forward with previous plans. How much longer can they kick the can down the road before they actually come out and say, absolutely, we're playing this fall?
Another 2 weeks. I mean, you got, because where it really became real for the Big Ten and is when they had to really thunder away and start with the full practices. That's when it kind of became, all right, we these guys are actually going to do it now. Which little side item, bizarre note, is that the Big Ten teams can still practice. I don't know why. I haven't gotten this answer yet. I have been arguing the case of the presidents all day, that saying, look, you know, this is the last thing you want to do, especially if you're the new president at Ohio State, is to cancel football. But this one I don't get. But for the other conferences, they can wait a couple weeks. And look, they've been pretty good. Everyone's got the same medical advice, which is, yeah, you kind of can't do this, but it depends on your risk tolerance and where you think the fears are. Because if you think you can handle it, if that you got the protocols, if you think you can discipline your team enough to make sure everyone sort of stays as healthy as humanly possible and away from the rest of the student body as much as possible, okay, maybe you give this a shot. So just, again, it's all about risk tolerance at this point. And, you know, certain conferences are going to maybe want to give it a shot, but give it 2 weeks and we'll know a little bit more.
You know, the thing is, Pete Futak, editor-in-chief, collegefootballnews.com, College Football Insider with us here on the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Steve DeSager in from Mike, is that we've already seen some statements, rather, from some Big Ten schools. As you said, they want to still practice. Scott Frost in Nebraska said, we're hoping we can play in some kind of season. How can the Big Ten say we're going to play our season in the spring and schools still look to maybe try to play other schools in the fall? I would think at some point there's got to be some kind of decision made that, hey, we're playing in the spring. You can't go play at another time, right? I mean, I know that there's a difference of the overseeing and the certain powers the NCAA has and certain powers schools have over their football program. But I would think that if the Big Ten says and the Pac-12 says we're going to play in the spring and that's the plan, that Big Ten schools can't go play someplace else in the fall with the SEC and the ACC.
Because the whole thing that they're going to play in spring is a big, fat load of hoo-ha. I mean, you can't. I mean, how are you going to do this? Like, you can't – you ought to talk about optics. You can't shut down a fall season and say, you know what, we're going to do this for player safety, and then jam two college football seasons into 10 months. I mean, part of – you know, here's one of the things that's been brought up. What happens if a player gets hurt, like, in late March? Like, do you then lose two seasons? I've kind of dug the idea that's been floated out there of maybe one gigantically long season where you play like five games in the spring, you know, six or seven games in the fall, and you have it spread out enough so you pretty much know you've got time to adjust if needed, maybe do something like that. But you're right. You can't play. The Nebraska thing's interesting because, no, there's not a chance. They can't join the Big 12. Their TV rights and licensing rights and media rights, forget it. And the only way they could do this is if they choose to play other teams and give all their money to the Big 10 for doing so, which they might want to do. I'm actually writing the article almost as we speak about how to do this, and it is possible, but you have to jump over a million hurdles to get there.
That's kind of like the ACC medical board, Jason. He said, I think it's possible for two teams to meet on the field safely. And then that becomes the headline. What he actually says, it's possible for them to meet safely, but it will be tough, expensive, hard, and lots of work, end quote.
They forgot about that part in the tweet, right? You can't, you can't really fit all that in 280 characters.
That's going to be the most fun part for me, Pete, is to see the Big Ten and the Pac-12 say, okay, here's the medical advice we got from doctors saying not to play. It's unsafe to play, and here's X, Y, and Z. And then the SEC and the Big 12 and the ACC go, well, here are doctors, and look at them. They're saying it's absolutely safe to play, and we can play here in the fall.
Well, at least the SEC
throws their hands up in the air.
Said, well, we want to learn more about the Pac-10's factors, how they made that decision. At least they went that far today.
Yeah, quick side note, I really sort of hoped that the Pac-12, a half hour after the Big Ten said it was shutting down and 10 minutes after Joe announced it was Kamala, I wanted the Pac-12 to come out and just atomic dunk on the Big Ten, going, you know what, screw this, we're playing. We're going to go, we're going to forget it, Big Ten, we're changing our minds, we're just going to go here. No, but to give some credit, though, the SEC for being as bat bleep crazy as it is, Greg Sankey, the commissioner, has been pretty sober about all this. He's been pretty good. He has, from the start, kind of said, look, we're going to follow the medical guidelines here. We're not, you know, we're going to take every single day. And he's like, you know, every single day there's something new that we're learning, or there's some other piece of information. You know, everyone's kind of, the problem is everyone's looking for yes. Everyone's looking for that. And like you said, everyone ran with that ACC Duke medical advisor today who said, yeah, I think we could safely play. And all of a sudden, boom, everybody tweeted it out. And because everyone's looking for any positive thing and positive reason to do this. And again, it's like anything else right now. Unfortunately, the answer right now in this country is no. You can't do stuff unless you want to, like, take the chance. So how risk-averse are you as, you know, a player, as a program? And, you know, the whole we want to play thing, look, if you're playing college football, you're kind of suspending your disbelief a little bit when it comes to the health and safety of your body. So these guys are, in general, going to be a little more risk-taking than the average human being. But look, you know, that's their choices at this point. If they want to go out there and give it a shot, that's their decision. And again, like I said, there's no right answer here, because it's not like if they go among the rest of the student population, there's any guarantee that they're any safer, and they probably might be even less safe than if they go out there and play college football against another team that's spent the last week doing everything they can to shut things down.
He's on Twitter, at Pete Futek. That is at Pete Futek, the editor-in-chief, collegefootballnews.com. And, Pete, I want to reserve the right to call you tomorrow if we get something from one of the other conferences.
Oh, why not? Absolutely. What else are we going to do? You're going to call me like 2 weeks from now and be begging you to call me to talk about, like, recipes or something.
Hey, anytime you need fantasy football advice, you call me anytime, I'll tell you.
Oh, it's coming, man. Absolutely.
All right, very good. Take it easy. You're the best, Pete. See you, bud. All right, great stuff there from Pete Futek. And, you know, we get to what's trending in a second, Steve, but just think about this from a different perspective for a second. I was talking about this with my friend Alec that I coach softball with today. And forget about the safety.
Wait, you were talking college football with Alec here, the guy who runs our board, who runs everything on the show?
No. His name is Alec. He's my friend. Alex. I would say, listen, I was talking about healthy food with Alex, and this is what Tyshirt had to say. I mean, that would be that conversation.
I believe he feels Gronkowski is going to play this fall.
Big facts.
But it's not. Who is it? What's his name, Alex?
It's Gronkowski.
Gronkowski, right. Yes, he's the one playing in the fall. Good. Hey, by the way, that was a great scoop you had on getting Gronkowski. That was great.
Thank you.
Think about this for a second. How much of a power move was this from the Big 12 and the Big 10 and the Pac-12 to say, here's what we're going to do. We are going to play in the spring. And now all you other schools, SEC, who you're dying to play – go ahead now. Try to pull it off.
Let's play in the spring.
Let's see you try to pull off a season in the fall if you want to. Let's see you try to do it. Can you pull this off now with everything else going on? Let's see. We're tired of you guys deciding that you're going to be, because of all the opinion of the SEC and the players going to the NFL, the SEC. We're sick and tired of you guys thinking you're driving the boat. We are the Power 5 conferences, and we're going to put you in your place. You go ahead and try to see, thinking that there's no way the SEC is going to be able able to do this, right? Now, why did they postpone to the spring instead of cancel, right? Why did they postpone? If you don't think the spring football season is going to happen, but what are you going to do if you're the SEC? Well, we might play in the spring. The other conferences may say we'll try it in the spring as well, and the SEC can't get out of the gate. But if you say we're canceling right away, that lets the SEC say, oh, okay, yeah, now you canceled, you guys are all weak. Watch us do this. And then you get all kinds of people behind you and your push to play college football in the fall. Hey, they're not going to play. Their seasons are canceled. Not postponed, they're canceled. So they don't think they can play. Can we all play? Yes, let's all play. Because there's a difference if the season gets canceled with just being postponed. Even if you think postponement means it's going to be canceled, which is clearly what Pete Futak thinks, there's a lot that could happen here, and we could wind up playing the very beginning of January, whatever it winds up being. If they wanted to cancel, they would have canceled. But just think about that power play motive for a second, that putting the onus on the SEC. Now try to figure something out yourselves without having the backing you're going to need to put a fall season together, and we're betting that you are going to say, okay, we'll wait, we'll postpone to the spring, we'll follow the Big Ten and the Pac-12 because they want to be calling more of the shots now. So you think about that power play there for a bit.
Which brings me to the point of kind of what we've seen in many areas of life this year. It's going to make permanent changes one way or another. These are chances to make good permanent changes. And finally, in college athletics, are we going to have this good permanent change? Somebody in power. Somebody who actually leads. There are heads of world boxing councils that do more with their power than the NCAA, for crying out loud. There is no leader of the Power Five conferences. It's five regions. They're making their own, well, we see it this week, they're making their own decisions. But then the college football fans, which are not all regional, college football fans do watch games that aren't in their own conference, you know. There's no leadership from the NCAA either. Is this the moment that we finally get in college football specifically, since that's the power sport, that's the money sport? The NCAA makes money off its March Madness, but college football makes money through a college football playoff that has nothing to do with the NCAA. It doesn't run the college football playoff. Can we finally get a leader of the Power Five conferences? And in that sense, they separate themselves even more so from the rest of college football. We just had Pete on, and I'm constantly reminded of when he was on our Sunday night show on Fox Sports Radio a month and a half ago, and a guy on the Oklahoma broadcast, Chris, asked him, are we going to have college football starting on time? And even back then, his immediate response was, how? And it's kind of what we talked about on the show last night. People think in sports, but specifically here in college football, of whatever the topic, oh yeah, this can happen and they can do that. You need to ask yourself how and come up with some details. Let's go back to the Duke medical guy, who's the chair of the ACC's medical advisory board, saying this is going to be tough, expensive, hard, and lots of work, which is just the kind of things I was repeating on NBA stories before that started. Is it possible to do? Yes. It's going to be very costly, very difficult. People are going to have to go through a lot of stuff to make it happen. But can it happen? Yes, humanly, it is humanly possible.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon tonight. And a big moment out of the NBA. We get back into the big day of college football. President Trump was on Fox Sports Radio earlier today. But Giannis got thrown out of the Bucks game tonight for headbutting Mo Wagner. It was in response to a play that Giannis didn't like.
Those were not the actual sounds, but
No. It could have been, though.
Close, yeah.
Earlier in a sequence, he didn't like it when Milwaukee was on offense and Mo Wagner bumped into him, you know, rammed into him from behind. Giannis fell down. Look, that's a dirty play, and he could have gotten hurt. Mo Wagner didn't Giannis didn't like getting called for an offensive foul, subsequent trip down the floor, and as the two Jordan got into it, Giannis leaned in and headbutted Mo Wagner. And there's what's normally right, and then there's what's going to be right for the NBA in this type of situation right before the playoffs. There's two different things that are out here, Steve. The first, what is that? Well, you should probably get multiple games, because when you headbutt a guy, okay. Yeah. But the fact that the playoffs start and the Bucks play one more game and then they start the playoffs, is Adam Silver really going to upset the players? Because remember, Adam Silver doesn't do anything that puts himself in a bad light with players. Is he really going to upset the players by saying, here's a multiple game suspension for Giannis? He'll get suspended for Thursday's game, and which he's probably not even going to play anyway, but he'll get suspended for that, he'll get fined, and then he'll be back for the playoffs, because I would be stunned if Adam Silver actually took a stance that it can involve with that could involve him getting bad publicity back from players as a result of this. I'd be stunned.
And I repeat, there have been one game suspensions for headbutts before. Notable about this one, it took place during a break in the action because Milwaukee was challenging the charging call, and then Giannis approaches Wagner and starts jabbering and headbutts him and gets kicked out. It's going to be Milwaukee as a top seed first round against Orlando. Even if it's a longer suspension, is that a huge risk? Don't play game one of a best of seven against Orlando, a team that's 8 games under .500.
That's going to be – well, I think they'll be okay with Giannis. Adam Silver's going to say, well, yeah, we'll just do one game, and then that'll be it. And then I'll just not look at my ads on Twitter for a little while, and then it'll work out okay. Twitter at How About a Fresca, phone number 877-99 on Fox. Coming up next, what you need to know about what happened in college football today and what to make of what President Trump said on our air.